This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. Last year, Rachel Vasquez got a voicemail from someone in Juneau County.
Hello, Rachel. This is Kevin Thiem.
He works at a local manufacturer in the county, and he had this story tip.
And also, maybe y'all could do something on dating around here as well. Kind of find places for single people.
That got us wondering, what is it like to date in your 20s and 30s if you're living in a place that has less and less young people? Rachel Vasquez has that story.
Reality of dating in a small town, number one.
Everywhere you go, you know people.
That's Jake Staples. He's 25, single, interested in men, and lives in Viroqua, a town with just over 4,000 people living there.
And then they're going to see you and talk about you and be like, oh, so-and-so is dating so-and-so. Who's that guy with so-and-so?
Reality of dating in a small town, number two. Get ready to put some miles on your car.
My experience dating in Mayville is driving long distances.
Chris Evans is 34 years old, interested in women, and currently dating someone. But he says finding someone willing to make the trek to Mayville, about 60 miles from Madison, has not been easy.
I kind of laughingly call it city privilege. Like, they're just like, I'm over it. I don't want to go that far.
Younger people leaving rural areas is nothing new. In Wisconsin, rural counties had an estimated 9% less 20 and 30-year-olds in 2010 than they did 10 years earlier. That's according to figures from the Applied Population Lab. And that trend, combined with new technology, is changing the experience of people dating in rural areas.
Failing perfectionist by day, ubiquitous dreamer by night, DJ Fridays and nonstop fun through Sundays.
Shana Meshbesher is 37, single, interested in men, and also lives in Viroqua. That's just one part of her profile on the dating app Bumble. For her, online dating expands her dating pool to places like La Crosse and Madison. But that bigger pool also means longer drives.
I like to turn it on when I get towards bigger cities when I'm traveling on the weekends, because then it at least gives me options, maybe for me, but maybe not for the men who are like, no, I'm only dating someone in my own town.
Her experience is not surprising to Catalina Toma. She studies online dating at UW-Madison.
Folks in Madison have more options to date locally, and I think it's most people's preference to date locally. It's just so much more convenient.
She says that is absolutely one of the challenges with dating in a small town. But she says there are also some benefits.
When you have fewer people to choose from, you might be more committed to them and more willing to give it your all to that relationship and more willing to work on it.
The theory behind this is called choice overload. It comes from behavioral economics, and the broad strokes of it should be familiar to anyone who's tried to pick out a donut at a donut shop or who's tried online dating. When do you stop swiping? What if your soulmate is just two clicks away and not the person that you're talking to now?
We have actually found in our lab, in some studies of online dating, that when we connect people with 24 potential matches, they tend to be less satisfied with whoever they choose than when we connect them with 6 potential matches.
She says that's a dynamic that could very well play out in rural areas that naturally have a smaller dating pool. Chris Evans subscribes to both schools of thought. He accepts the idea that modern dating is thought to be a numbers game. But he says having to work hard to simply make a date happen may make him less likely to quibble over every tiny imperfection.
If somebody's just not absolutely right, but they're pretty darn good, I'm more likely to say, you know what? Yeah, like I'm into you and I'm willing to accept these parts of you.
Evans used to live in Madison and he's happy with his choice, saying on the whole, it's easier to live in rural areas. It's just harder to date. Rachel Vasquez, Wisconsin Public Radio.